Nah, it's just stupidity.
Por qué no los dos?
Por qué no nodos?
No nodos.
Porky nodos?
Porky nodos.
Porky nodos. Porky
nodos. Not only are you totally jazzed, but you also smell like bacon.
Porky nodos is my fringe festival Porky Pig take on Don Quixote.
No. Sleep. Till. Cracklins.
God damn it. That's weird.
Greetings, Heffer.
No, why? And okay. I knew it was coming.
It's the Heffer Pona.
I'm still sad.
With your host,
I just,
James.
You know, sometimes, and Jenna, sometimes I wonder if maybe there isn't something we could be doing more.
And I wonder.
Wonder.
Should I drink this?
Ooh.
Yes, 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 I should.
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, so I grabbed, because I was in a booze store, so why not? I got some Cutwater Vodka Mule. It is cocktail in a can. Cutwater vodka with ginger beer and lime flavor. This is not in a proper mule mug. It is a can.
And I only have two mule mugs.
It is, however, gluten-free, so, ooh, you know, bonus.
If anybody wants a mule mug.
I wonder if it would taste... Okay. Yeah, let's can it for now. Can it. I just told you to can it.
Ooh, the ginger beer is pungent.
Yeah, no, I like that, because I love my ginger just strong as fuck.
I like it. I was not expecting it, and I inhaled.
Yeah, no, Cutwater does pretty good job with their craft cocktail in a can stuff overall, I've found, so.
Yep.
I burned my nose with the ginger.
Exactly.
Ooh, buddy, yeah.
No, that punches it.
That's actually pretty fucking all right. See, I was telling you guys about the mint lime mojitos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cutwater is the company that makes those as well.
Huh.
And I've really enjoyed every craft cocktail I've had from them so far.
See, my wife does not like the gingery punch. She likes a very subtle... Like, she likes... Subtle ginger.
After two, kids, she's had enough.
Mm-hmm. just soft ginger.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. No. She would not like this.
No, the fact that I could feel it in my nose without the drink actually going through my nose was amazing, and I am happy.
No, like I said, I lifted it the can to my lips and I inhaled through my mouth and it scorched my throat and I was like, oh, this is very gingery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so. So, yeah.
What's y'all been up to?
Gingerly. She drinks gingerly.
I went to the office for the first time in like a month and a half.
Sorry to hear that.
The American one or the UK one?
Month?
Do you have a UK office?
Actually, we do have offices in the Isles anyway. I know we have some in Ireland. I wouldn't be surprised if we have somebody commuting from like Great Britain proper.
Have our company does have an Ireland office.
Yeah.
And I actually did talk to my boss about, could I get transferred over there?
Technically, my boss's boss is in Ireland. And I'm like, how well do I need to get to know my boss's boss before I can transfer?
He did say, unfortunately, they couldn't do that just because of the way that various things are. I couldn't be on the same team, and I would have to, like, leave the company and be rehired by them over there. It was weird. There was reasons.
I know there is, because of the end of things I'm on, I know that there are tax things and there are pricing things.
Exactly.
And it is, it's so...
This is a big, huge fucking international company. And
what
so,
you are budgeted at. So, yeah, a rehire makes sense, honestly. From a purely financial perspective and not a this is the reality the rest of the world lives in kind of situation. Yeah.
But also an amount of vacation and warning for termination, which was something that they ran into with an American company who wanted to terminate all of their staff.
Yeah,
in Australia or something.
No, it was like Scandinavia. It was like Sweden or Norway or something like that.
I remember
where they went and were just like, we're going to do things the American way. And they went,
Well, that's
you're thinking of a different thing than I am.
Oh,
yeah. Right, yeah. No, the company had a shitload of people in countries where they could just let them go. But then
let
they had
go.
Five
let
people
go.
Who required 2 weeks' notice
mm-hmm.
or something. Like, no, it was more than that. It's something like 2 months
sure.
worth of paid whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so those handful of people ended up coming into the office for
those 2 weeks or whatever it is.
Weeks or something in order to collect their paychecks, but there was no work because literally the company was gone other than paying them. And they were just so they just came in and watched YouTube
yeah.
and
yeah.
That's pretty. Yeah, no. I was thinking
jobs.
Of. I was thinking of a completely different story where they, it was an American company and they went into like it was Sweden or Norway or something like that, and they came in and they were just like, we're gonna, you know,
a 40-hour work week
yeah,
and no maternity
you and,
leave.
And this how much leave you got? And the government basically went, that's cute.
Yes.
And then they like, you know, the company tried to fight against it, and it just it did not go well.
No.
And
no.
then they had to go, okay, we'll play by your rules. And,
yeah, yeah, I mean, that's mm-hmm. the thing when you're working with other company or on other countries, mm-hmm. is other countries have different labor laws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you'd be generally better.
You would be amazed laws. How many Americans don't realize that.
I know, it's weird. It is. How
makes me so fucking sad.
I may have talked about it on this podcast, but there's a dramatic difference in away expectations as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, a comedian had posted, this is the difference between Europe and America in a single
Yeah,
tweet.
It was like, America's like, I'm going to have surgery at 3 o'clock,
taken out.
So I'm going to leave work at 2:15, and even though I will be my secretary will be there, and as soon as I wake up, they'll be able to let me know what's mm-hmm. going on, and I'll be back in the office by 6. And then there's the European. It's like, so it's June, so I'll be back in a month. Bye.
No, and I thought it was like, I'll be taking the summer off.
Yeah.
I'm going to be deleting my email, so just resend your request in September.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a real fucking... And it reminds me of friends talking about taking trips to places where they just aren't awake in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and their tour group was like, all right, we're headed back to the hotel for the middle
yeah,
of the day.
I want to go to Spain real bad. Oh,
and
yeah.
They were like, no, let's stick around. Let's all the shops
Nothing
and everything.
Was, no.
Fucking
the
5 minutes
closed.
After the shuttle left. And they had to walk back to the hotel in yep. the midday heat.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I went back to the office today.
Yeah.
For the first time in like a month and a half.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you remember how this
Sorry.
Started, James? Anyway, I went back for a couple of reasons. Number one, I should. My workplace wants me to, and...
Just because they want you to doesn't mean you should.
It's a part of the whole, like, I work there, they want me to... Do
yeah,
the things that they pay
they
me for.
It doesn't mean you should.
So anyway, they also have free coffee and
you should have gone.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
the
yeah,
office
yeah,
is a good
no,
idea.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
And flavored water, which
oh, yeah.
is just a fun little extra that I should.
Did it have actual flavor or was it La Croix?
No, actual flavored water. So,
Whisper of raspberry.
They do have a raspberry-based one.
Key lime Freon.
The one I like is lemon. It's not lemonade. There's no sugar. It is just straight-up flavor.
Sure.
Mm.
But it's got a nice citrusy to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As if it was lemon juice added to water. Like, it's pretty tasty.
Huh.
Got like a peach mango. And you can also select if you want it still or sparkling or somewhere in between. So like just a little light sparkle.
Soft violence.
Right, exactly.
It's like being smothered
Guess which
by
one
a
I
lemon
chose.
Pillow. Soft violence.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, but they were like, So my department moved offices. Mm-hmm. There's a thing that happened where I don't know if y'all remember this pandemic thing that we're still in, actually, but like...
Never heard of it.
A lot of people started working from home.
It's a Klingon flu.
What? Wow. I am angry at you on behalf of the Empire. You are a disappointment.
This is not news.
Oh, okay. What was the meme? My father yelled at me in Klingon, and should I be more upset or more embarrassed that he yelled at me in Klingon, or more embarrassed that I understood he said I was a disappointment to the Empire? And the response was, you should be most upset that you're a disappointment to the Empire. I'm just like, yes, that is the correct response.
Yes.
So anyway, but... So they've basically, due to adjusting how people work within the company, they're consolidating buildings, and so I have been moved to the main headquarters, actually. The super fancy buildings.
Look who's fancy.
Oh, my. We have a two-story fitness center. We have a wellness center. There's a Caribou Coffee, like, actual coffee shop in the place.
You know, because when I go to work... What I really, really want to do...
Is get a massage?
Is work out.
Because we also have a massage place in the headquarters.
So when I go to work, what I really, really want is a massage.
Is a massage. Yeah.
I have actually drawn up what it would look like to have a workstation that was built into a massage chair.
Okay.
Not a massage table, a massage chair.
Just a chair. So you get the shoulders. Yeah. Which is kind of the important thing when you're working on computers, really.
Yeah.
Very few people get to touch my feet.
Not for everyone. That's all. Yeah. That's fine.
That's fair. But no. So it was like, okay, well, I've been moved to the big fancy building. Today is my first day for existing in the big fancy building. I should go to the big fancy building.
They have lemon water.
They do have lemon water.
Ooh.
Keep
the scurvy away.
They...
Yeah.
Yeah. They also provided snacks today, like a, hey, welcome to our building, have snacks kind of a thing. Like a little light breakfast fare type thing, right?
Sure.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll take a look at this. I had already been in the office an hour before they set this up, because I get in way early so I can leave early because I hate rush hour.
Legitimate.
I'm sure you're surprised that I hate... wasting time when I could be more effective with it. Hmm. Yes, Salsa?
Raise your hand if you like rush hour.
Mm.
I mean, you, not really.
No. I'm not saying I don't like rush hour. What I'm saying is I am angered by its existence. I am, no.
Who isn't?
No, this attacks me on a personal level, no, Salsa.
Everybody despises rush hour.
On a personal level.
Uh-huh.
It's not just the waiting. It's not just the whatever else. It's also the ineffective use of time.
Yeah.
And that is what I am 1,000% about, is effective use of time. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do for volunteer positions. Mm-hmm. That's what I do for nonprofits, is make things effective and effective use of time.
Hmm.
And yeah. Like, this hits me, it hits me morally.
So what you're saying is, you have been unable to find a way to be productive in that time.
Oh, fuck.
Not actual productivity. Like, I can listen to things while I'm in rush hour.
That's productive.
No.
Yes.
Not for my goals.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're saying is you can't figure out how to make it work.
I don't know. They won't let me work on a computer while I'm driving, so once I figure that shit out, I'm fine with it.
Dictaphone.
I do actually send messages via
talk to text. We're getting the ideas flowing
that
now.
That is the first 2% of my fucking rush hour.
Right. I've only ever heard of speech to text and text to speech, not dictaphone.
You've not heard of dictaphone?
You've never gotten a dick pic?
Oh.
This is, from what I understand, dictaphone. Very common in certain apps.
That's true.
So anyway, but yeah, I got there before the light breakfast fair was set up. And so I went to take a look and I was like, well, there's gluten. And there's some lovely fruit cups, including melon.
Oh, good. Coconut bars for dessert.
Oh. Right. They do actually have coconut bars in the cafeteria, by the way. I'm just like, meh. Yeah.
Behind the pineapple doors.
God damn it. So I was like, well, I'm not eating this.
And then the cupboard made of bees.
Guarded by a moat of dairy.
I'm actually okay with bees. Yeah. I'm not allergic to bees. It's the one thing on the planet that I'm not allergic.
Just go put your coat in the pollen locker, off you go.
Yeah.
Whoa, pollen locker sounds way filthier than I think.
Pollen locker is my Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah. Pollen locker is my Wish knockoff of Polly Pockets.
Oh. Huh.
Boom. Pollen locker, doo. Do,
actually,
do,
no, not do, Led Zeppelin.
Pollen locker, do, 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 do,
it would have to do. Be my dance electronica cover band.
So instead of like, it's bzz, bzz, bzz,
yes, bzz, bzz, yes. Bzz, 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 anything people can pop bzz, and lock to.
I can neither pop nor lock.
I can lock if I have the right key.
I actually see a chiropractor for that.
I can pop if it's not in Minnesota. So anyway.
This episode's been weird. Just gonna come right out and
just
say it.
This one, though.
I haven't even gotten through what I've been doing.
I know, just
completely
that's fucking what I mean.
Normal.
It's just mostly you guys, but not entirely.
Let me rephrase that. I have been very flighty.
Okay. All right, this is fair.
Thank you.
So I didn't get any of that light breakfast, but I didn't expect to. And I did some working, and then after a couple of hours, I took a walk around, kind of look at where things were, get to know the layout of the land, see who ended up where, who's got which offices and which spots, things like that. I accosted several of my coworkers. I was like, well, like, I just talked to them.
Oh.
Like, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't. Physically attack anyone. Well, that's
You've got a fitness center. You might have a boxing ring. Who knows?
Oh, we might have a boxing ring. I should check that out. Anyway, I finished talking to a guy that was my boss a couple bosses ago, actually. Delightful human being. Really enjoy him. And I turn the corner. And there's a lady there, and she's like, hi, and welcome. And I was like, hello, and thank you. And she's like, I wanted to make sure that you got some snacks from the light breakfast snack thing. Oh. And I was like, well, I looked through it. It wasn't anything I can have. But I do appreciate the gesture, and I do not feel bad about this in any way. Like, I just happen to have all of the dietary restrictions.
Nobody's laying any guilt trips here.
I'm like,
yes.
You did great. And she was like, huh. So you say you have all of the allergies. I'm like, a good amount, yes, actually. I have an awful lot of dietary restrictions. She's like, do you want to join the snack committee? And my brain went, hold up. So, number one, I can be on a work committee, which looks great for my
I was just
review,
about to say,
right?
Yeah. Being on a committee
being
looks
on a committee
nice on
looks
the resume.
Fantastic for the year-end review. Yeah. Like, what did you do? Well, I was on a committee. No.
Which one?
did you eat anything at work?
Dietary committee.
Thank me.
Mm-hmm. But number two, I can help inform on snacks that we can have available to people with dietary restrictions.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
Jenna's going to be an informant.
I was made for this. I am a subject matter expert on this. Like, I got this. And I was like, I would love to join the snack committee. Like, this sounds delightful. And she's like, yeah, we try to bring in things for people like once a week or so. So like having somebody that knows a lot about.
Are these billable hours? Because count me in.
I mean, I'm salaried. Nope, so
I know, but right. It's just like,
yeah, no, wait,
you're going to pay me to do this?
Yeah, no, I'm sure this happens during the workday. So yeah. And yes, I was like, yes, I will join your snack committee. Thank you. And then I ran into her later and she's like, how are you finding everything? Like, she's a very delightful, probably too perky for most people, but was delightful for me kind of a person. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed that immensely. I'm like, oh, look at you go. And I told all of this to Joe over dinner tonight. And it was like, so, on your first day of school, you joined a club. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what happened.
The student council, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I am not surprised by any of this.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you're like, first of all, I do not appreciate your sass. Mm-hmm. Second, allow me to load up the presentation that I have with several pivot tables regarding why you are incorrect.
Also, I did not lose my retainer, so everything was fantastic.
Oh, God.
The school janitor picked it out of the trash can.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. I washed it off.
I washed it off.
I hated my retainer so bad.
Sancho?
I also managed to grab myself a nice spot by a window overlooking a little pond. So that was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Lake Ibe.
Huh?
Lake Ibe.
That was after her time.
I mean, I do remember the location by the river, right?
Yeah.
Was it just like
Lake,
a giant
Lake Ibe,
puddle
no,
thing?
No, Lake Ibe was the, like, undrained area behind the back parking lot where there was no drainage next to the highway.
Figured where you were going with that. Just
the area that was bad drainage by the highway was Lake Ibe.
I barely remember that location. Like I was there long enough, but like anyway. Got to eat lunch at the cafeteria. I will say this about my workplace's cafeterias. It is fucking stellar. They have a handmade pizza area. They have they spin the crust right there in front of you. It's incredible. They have a salad bar, various soups. They have a grill. They have an area that is like the day's entree. They have an area that is the guest of the day. So like restaurants will come in and make food for us. They've got a variety of snacks.
Jenna went through and went, you all work for me now.
Except I'm allergic to all of you.
Yes.
I'm on a committee, bitch.
Well, but here's the thing. So I've been working on diet stuff, food and making better quality choices for my own personal health.
Sure. Sure.
That's okay. I can edit that editorial out.
Leave it.
Or will I?
You won't.
Yeah.
We know you. I do not eat enough vegetables because what I do is I buy vegetables.
Yeah.
I bring them home and I put them in my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, I remove the slimy, moldy carcasses of what once was vegetables from my fridge.
They're aspirational vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
National Geographic vegetables.
Yeah. So I just stopped buying fresh produce overall. I'll get baby carrots because baby carrots and hummus is my jam.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. And they last like forever.
Yeah. Functionally, yeah.
But yeah, overall, I just don't fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a salad bar. And I went, you know what I'm going to have today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have me a giant-ass salad. And like it was spinach and mixed greens and like tomatoes. They have mushrooms.
Fuck yes.
And hard boiled egg, black olives, sunflower seeds,
bacon.
Huh?
Bacon, barbecue chicken, jerk chicken.
They did have chicken. It was grilled chicken, but yeah. I loaded myself up a salad. It was a fucking salad for like $5.
Shit, yes.
And I was like, well, this is what I'm doing with my lunches. Unless they have the sushi people in, then I'm getting sushi.
Well, reasonably, obviously.
Sushi.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. Like, $5 for a salad that I don't have to take care of all of the bits and pieces for, and that the spinach won't get slimy 3 days later in my fridge.
Sushi is the salad
I'm
of the season.
In.
Yeah.
True.
It appears 3 minutes before I consume it.
Uh-huh.
As if by magic.
So yeah, I did have a pretty incredible salad today, which I just feel old saying that. in other
sounds
news,
like an oxymoron to me, but that's just me.
No, I've been working on trying to just do better for my body overall. Mm-hmm. So
that's fair.
I want to have energy again. I am unhappy. Here's my real driving factor.
Yeah,
I am unhappy with my performance during tourney last year. And I did really well.
Yeah.
Like, I was still fucking solid, but I could have been better.
Oh.
And that's basically been my driving factor for the past year.
Same.
You know what you could do?
Since that time, I have lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
I have been working out.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as I could be.
Mm-hmm.
I have been eating better. I cut gluten out, which I was just like, well, I'll try it. And then, like, suddenly was able to lose a few inches around the waist, like, almost instantaneously.
Hmm.
I'm like, I'm making choices that are healthier for my body, and it is all because I very desperately need to kick James's ass in tourney next year.
You know what you could do? Bicep curls when you're stuck in traffic.
Like with the wheel?
No.
The whole car.
Just have weights in your car. Now, when you're stuck in rush hour traffic, you could just do bicep curls.
I'm going to consider that, okay. But I feel like I'm supposed to have hands on the wheel.
I'm just saying, if you're worried about being productive during rush hour traffic.
I'm just going to skip rush hour traffic by going to work early, getting the best seat in the office.
See, I try to problem solve with her, and she just brushes it away.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're morons.
Because
so,
I'm
that's
better
right.
at it
that's
you
right.
are.
We're idiots.
I keep forgetting that part. No, no, totally, yep.
So yeah, that's what I did today. I'm not going to bore you with the rest of what I've been doing, except that, Saturday night after my boyfriend was done with work, we went out to drinks, with his new coworker, who is 21. Right. And so I'm like, and the manager also came out with us. So it was me, my boyfriend, new guy who's 21, and the manager, who is also one of Joe's friends, and is just a few months younger than me, actually. And so this guy was like, yeah, we just figured out that, like, I could technically be this kid's dad. And I was like, yeah, he's younger than my daughter.
Yeah.
By a year.
Yep.
And you're younger than me by like a handful of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could be his father. This is how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
20 years, absolutely. So we're sitting around bullshitting a bit. I'm talking to new guy. I'm like, so like, where did you go to school? And he was like, well, I spent a couple years at Name of School. And I spent a couple of months at Name of School, but I only showed up a handful of days. And I went to that school because my friend Fred went to that school. And then I got kicked out because I wasn't showing up. And I was like, my daughter went to that school.
Oh, Jesus.
So the name of this person, is Fred the type of person that does X, Y, and Z? And this guy was like, yes.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, I know your friend Fred. I have given your friend Fred rides. Your friend Fred is a friend of my daughter's.
Yeah.
You technically went to school with my daughter a year behind her.
Yeah.
And now you're working in a chicken shack with my boyfriend. And I
the
feel
circle
old.
Of life. So, and it shames us all.
I mean, and my daughter, like, I messaged her later, and she's like, I don't remember meeting this person. And I was like, I don't think you would have, because honestly, it sounds like he was literally there for 2 months, but in actuality, 3 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he knows your friend Fred. And she was like, cool. I'm going to go back to anything.
Just pretending this conversation right. never happened.
It's just like, all right. I think my daughter is starting to feel old in life. She's like actually hitting that adult thing where you're starting to feel like, oh.
Well, your daughter was born at age 45.
That's true.
So she's now, what, 67?
Catching up with
your daughter's retirement
age. It might be that she's just catching up with her age.
No, but like, but for realsies, like, you know when you're going from childhood into adulthood and you have those few years where you're like, I'm a young adult and my life is blah, 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 blah. And then like, actual life happens and like things happen that make you recognize that you are in fact getting older and you're not just consistently this.
Yep.
When your largest concern is what you're bringing to Thirsty Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, I think she just kind of had one of those moments. Was like, I'm not dealing with any of that. Right now. Nope.
Fair.
Nope. I'm gonna go over here. Doop doop doop. So yeah, that was an amusing story that happened to me the other day. I was just like,
delightful.
My boyfriend is slinging chicken with a kid that my daughter technically went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. I did other things, but they're not nearly as entertaining, so I'll let somebody else go now.
Do we want to take a break?
The way the two of you looked at each other.
I did a lot.
You did a lot?
Yeah.
And Salsa should go so that we can cut you off if we need to.
Thank God.
What happened?
Oh, okay.
My daughter had a birthday.
Hey!
And then her party didn't happen because her friend's mom got COVID.
Oh, and shit.
And because her friend's mom got COVID, the four kids that were going to come to the birthday party couldn't come.
Oh, no.
No.
And so, yeah, it was... So there was a sleepover with one friend as opposed to five.
Oh.
I mean,
God.
It was something.
Yeah, no, it was something. And then we had a good time. We went to, like, Como Town.
Hey.
Which I now am unable to say or even think the words Como Town without saying them in the Hades Town beat.
Oh, see, I've got Funky Town when you
say
it.
Won't you take me to Como Town?
See, I've got way down in Como Town.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Way down in Como Town. Anyway, yeah, no, that's what happened. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that too very much, though, because, you know, she's a kid, and I don't want to impinge on her privacy too much.
Fair.
So, yeah, I finished my lamp.
I saw
pictures. It's real glorious. Pretty. You need to post pictures on what you've been making.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, good call. I should do that. I mean, I have to go on Discord. All right, I'll go on Discord.
Sucker. Oh, God. You have to see what I posted there.
I guess if anybody wants to buy it, then
I looked go ahead. At it, and I'm debating it.
Yeah, I definitely have had thoughts.
Well, because I'm looking at the colors in that resin, and I'm just like, that is exactly what is in my living room.
It's real pretty.
Yeah.
I still have to put a price tag on it, though. I haven't figured it out yet.
$1 million.
Anyway, what would you do, James? Or do you want to take a break?
Show's closed. We sold out most of our performances.
Mm-hmm. I heard good things.
We were on the news. which was exciting.
I saw Yay. That. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw that it was.
And yeah, it was good fun. Holy shit, that was a fuckload of work, though. Even when I do like 11 shows at Die Laughing or something, I have had breaks. Jenna has been there to be like, why don't you go get some sleep?
Yeah.
Why not? You need some food, right? You should take care of your goddamn self.
Yep.
You've got 3 shows in a row coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had 6 shows back to back. And holy fuck. I felt like salsa, just like hoofing it to the next spot. Just like trucking it around the dam, literally jogging from spot to spot. And wow. But no, it was for my character's role, it's a fucking emotional show.
Oh yeah.
My character gets very few laugh lines. And it's almost,
was it written that way or just the way you played it?
Both. yeah. But no, I'm gonna miss going there because the Lock and Dam is beautiful
yeah.
around sunset, but then also the station, the Ranger Station, is just a complete dream.
Mm.
It's just like a snapshot of the fucking past.
Mm.
Pale green tile. And brass features everywhere,
stuff, yeah. yeah.
Silver railings with ornate details to them and everything. Just, oh, man.
Hmm.
Fuck.
That porcelain and brass aesthetic, mm. yeah.
It's, yeah, it's gorgeous. I would live there.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Same.
Eh. They have a coffee maker.
Oh. Okay, maybe then.
No, story checks out.
Yeah.
So, no, that was really good. It was also LAN party weekend. So, Saturday night, after doing 6 shows in a row, I stayed up to play video games with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, I didn't do, and this may be for the first time in a very long time, anything.
Like, you just...
Why not?
Woke up and sat there?
Pretty much.
Did you watch things?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm kind of uncomfortable.
I had goals. I was like, hey, the landlordess is coming to check the tile in the bathroom because, you know, it looks a little worn down and needs some upkeep, and she's very... you know, likes to keep up on those things. She was like, yeah, we'll stop by, Monday. So Sunday was supposed to be the day that I was going to just put the fucking place together so that it, mm-hmm. you know, looks less like people live there and more like an IKEA sample room. And
setting up IKEA sample room houses.
I know.
I don't. I live there.
But,
I know. We've talked about this. That yeah. is not your aesthetic. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I was like, yeah, I can I have to put the dishes in. I'm not doing it, though. I've got this laundry. I should, you know what? I could put something up on the TV and just put laundry away, fold it, put it away. I'm not going to.
Sometimes you just need to take a day like that.
Mm-hmm. Sort out Sometimes. The living room, put stuff into the new organizational. Not gonna do it.
Nope.
I ended up, some plans that I had on Sunday kind of fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up spending most of the day just watching 30 Rock. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Sometimes you just need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went over to Charles, best friend, former landlord's place.
Nope, nobody cares.
And, well, he definitely cared. And so did Big Bear, who lives there now.
Does Big Bear have any other titles?
Appellations? And... Yeah.
Okay.
Former co-host of the Awful Copter and Mystery Science Theater enthusiast.
All right.
And
eye care salsa.
Using my sign-in.
Now you have to editorialize every person.
I believe I usually do.
No, every person.
I believe I do, salsa. Asshole. All right. So,
I accept
co-host
this.
And co-host.
Yeah.
Don't skimp. Yep. There's another title
I have a lot more things you can say.
We former vilifier.
Yeah.
Sword swallower.
Yeah.
When I do talk about salsa to other people, I say, yeah, sideshow extraordinaire and sideshow artist extraordinaire and would lathe enthusiast.
So, as the person you are discussing in the future, just say salsa.
I would like you to give me extra epithets. Yeah. I don't know what you use currently.
I say Jenna con queso. Contrary like that.
Okay, that one I approve.
No! There are about 15 things wrong with that. No!
That's what's great about it.
No!
She should know. She has a spreadsheet.
That's true, yeah.
She, in the span of time it took to talk about this, she whipped up a spreadsheet.
On page 2, in this chart, we cross-reference the area where I have selected and highlighted.
I mean, I have you know what? You can ask Merritt what all of my epithets are, because Merritt has it nailed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I started doing this just in general for two reasons. One of them was because of Merritt, and the other one was that people at work had no fucking clue
who
was in my friend group, and I know like 4 people named Charles.
Yeah.
So I had to be somewhat more specific and just got into the habit of it. But yeah, anyway.
I mean, or you could just be more vague and say a friend. Nobody's going to fact check you.
I'm going to fact check you.
Well, laying Jenna's a finger, tapping it along the side of your nose. A friend went over to see a friend. Friend. Yeah. Italicize that shit.
No, I want you to use as many epithets as possible because it annoys the hell out of salsa.
So,
and it amuses me so much.
Went over to Charles, best friend, former landlord's place.
Yes!
And now also shared by Big Bear, former co-host of The Awful Copter and Mystery Science Theater enthusiast.
Okay.
And using my app, we signed in and watched some of the new Mystery Science Theater episodes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Wonderful. Had a
which ones? You didn't say.
There was one called, is it Beyond Atlantis?
Mm.
And then a couple of the shorts and stuff. Mm-hmm. But holy fuck, that movie sucks out loud, and it's amazing to watch.
I mean, quite literally, they talk about it out loud, so yes.
One of the stars of that is...
Which one?
The same guy who is Captain Spaulding in House of 1,000 Corpses.
What's his epitaphs?
Well, I don't know what his
Spaulding
epitaph is. I haven't seen his grave, salsa.
Okay, there you go.
Beloved friend.
Yeah. Missed by no one.
Their aim sucked.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway.
Clown. Chicken salesman. So the...
Thank you.
Yeah. it was a good movie. And I played with puppies.
Aww.
Yeah.
That sounds adorable.
Yeah. And just hung the fuck out and then drove home. Picked up Jax from work. Went home. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. That was my neat. Don't
Jax,
worry about it.
Significant other and nesting partner.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes. I'm glad you finally embraced this, Salsa.
Yes, yes. That's what's happened. So. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Probably.
I hate you all.
Hey. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I
love opera, but I will fall asleep at any opera, and I think the only exception that I've had so far is the one that we went to as a podcast. Like,
which one did we get?
3 years ago.
No, I remember. Which one was that?
It was one name. It was Greek. It was the daughter of...
Oh, Electra?
Yeah.
Did we see Electra? Okay.
Yeah.
It was...
I couldn't remember if I had seen that with my wife or with y'all.
I have concerns.
See, you need to see The Abduction of Figaro.
The Abduction of Figaro?
Yes.
What? Okay.
By P.D.Q. Bach.
Ooh. All right, you have my attention. The thing is, it has nothing to do with how much I am enjoying any particular opera. Like, I started to nod off during Carmen.
Right, but this is P.D.Q. Bach.
Tirando.
The very first lyrics in the entire opera is, "Found a peanut." I'm not joking.
Mm. I like it.
Was it a circus peanut?
No. It was the doctor saying, "I found a peanut in the pocket of his pajamas, and that's why I couldn't hear a heartbeat."
Mm.
Oh.
That's not a circus peanut at all.
No. No, that's a serious peanut.
No. Figaro is aged and dying.
Aww.
And so people are... There's this brilliant, you know, the servants are falling in love and blah, blah, blah. And then a pirate shows up in the middle of the scene. And he says, "I'm taking this ship to Cuba."
Mm.
And they're like, "You're not on a ship?"
Huh.
And he's like, "What do you mean I'm not on a ship?" And they're like... We mean you're not on a ship?
It's not a fucking boat.
He's like, "I paid that asshole to smuggle this chest onto a ship, and I'm where?" So he abducts Figaro.
Oh, good.
And then they go and have to go chase after and find him. And then there's a ballet in the middle of it for no fucking reason, because
that's
what you do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's fucking...
Okay.
It's fucking brilliant.
Huh.
All right.
I mean, I trust you.
Sounds like the Monty Python of opera.
It absolutely is.
All right.
It absolutely is. If you haven't... Are you familiar with P.D.Q. Bach?
Nope.
Okay. P.D.Q. Bach is the invention of a Professor Peter Schickele, who is a music Juilliard historian.
Okay.
And he invented a 21st son of... Johann Sebastian Bach, who was P.D.Q. Bach, who basically was drunk and a womanizer and wrote just the most brilliant, atrocious pieces. And it's so good.
This sounds like something that you could nerd out with.
Oh my God, for hours.
Joe
and hours.
For?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, ask Joe about P.D.Q. Bach.
I'm going to forget.
He'll be like, "That fucking hack?"
Yeah.
Probably. He has opinions on things. Oh, I don't know if he's
and if he hates P.D.Q. Bach, that's okay. He's allowed to have that opinion. But I think P.D.Q. Bach is fucking
brilliant. He will probably at least recognize the existence.
He would absolutely.
I recognize the existence of P.D.Q. Bach, but
it's basically a Weird Al for classical music.
Yeah, right.
In some ways,
I mean, I'm not opposed.
Yeah, it's all. Satire and poking fun of it. And the thing is it's the more you know about opera and classical music. Yeah, no. The more you know about... damn it, I gotta rephrase it. The deeper you get into into classical music and opera and stuff like that, the deeper you get the jokes.
Okay.
Because there are some deep pulls in some of these jokes. But even somebody who knows nothing about opera will still laugh at this
shit. Cool.
Because it's just fucking ridiculous. But then, like, there's a one of the scenes where like, a couple of the guys... Donald Giovanni
God. Damn it.
Yes. Is leaving on to go, and one of the main servants is they're leaving to go after Figaro, and there's this scene where they're leaving the women that they have professed their love with, and they start singing melodies from Così fan tutti, which is a straight opera that is also basically what's going on here, except subverted, and there's like way deep, like you have to understand and have listened to this opera to even get this joke. But then there's other stuff, like the guy who's trying to play the ukulele to woo his lady, and he starts singing My Dog Has Fleas to tune his ukulele while he's in the middle of serenading her, and it's
awesome. That's pretty amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. Donald Giovanni. And then there.
And who is this again?
There's the Papageno. PDQ Bach? There's Papageno and Mamageno.
PDQ.
PDQ.
Like Pretty Dang Quick?
PDQ Bach.
PDQ Bach. And we're Bach.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. Are we recording?
And you're listening to
I really hope so.
Yes, we are recording.
Oh, good.
PDQ Bach.
Because I was like, if we haven't recorded this entire thing, then we're morons.
I will talk about PDQ Bach and just ridiculousness like that for hours, and people don't care at all.
Because I think
you have
marvelous.
To be a very specific type to even understand half the jokes.
Yeah, you should talk to Joe about this. I'm sure he has thoughts on it.
I think I would probably understand less than half.
We can discuss Victor Borg and PDQ Bach. God, and Borg.
I thought it was Borgia.
I thought it was Borge.
It's actually Borg.
Oh.
But that's...
like
Victor B.
He's Danish.
Like resistance is futile?
No, that's Borg.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Borg. It's different.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's in the throat.
Cough it up. Do you want to pat him on the back?
No.
No.
Never. Never.
Mm.
He's a frog. So, hey, there's a drink in front of me.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Mm.
We were told in the What Are You Drinking chat of our Discord.
God. I already don't like the smell of that.
To try the BLT.
BLT?
Which is the bourbon, lemon, and tonic.
Okay.
Well, all right.
It's very lemony and
it smells like gross to me, and I'm not even sure what it is. It smells like sock to me.
Like sock? Oh, like sockeye salmon or
no, like a gym sock.
How much lemon did you put in here, dude?
Nope. I'm noping right the fuck out of that. Mm-mm.
Measured with my heart.
Oh, your heart was wrong.
Two pumps.
Fuck. Oh, my God. I am offended, sir.
I just want to let everybody know that we have a half of a glass here.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big glass either.
Nope.
And you used two full pumps.
It was a heart joke. No.
It wasn't two pumps of... It was a joke on because the heartbeat is two beats.
Yeah.
It's a bump.
Measuring with one's heart.
Two pumps.
So how much lemon did you put in here?
Just a thin layer. Probably a teaspoon?
I'm not
too much.
Yeah, I'm not okay with what just happened to my mouth. That's not the first time I've said that. Yep. I'm going back to my vodka mule.
I'm not huge on bourbon.
Figure out what's...
in general.
I'm okay with bourbon. I don't like tonic.
So this has something for...
I'm pretty sure that tonic
every
is,
nobody.
Yeah. This has something for everyone to hate.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it's not my thing.
I think it's decent. I don't think that I would order it, but if someone set one in front of me, I would drink it.
I am giving this to you two.
If the option was bourbon or like an Irish whiskey or a Scotch, mm-hmm. it's easy which one I would pick. A bourbon is just generally not my thing. I have had some very good bourbons, but in general, not my thing.
I'm okay with bourbon.
Give me all of her.
Yes.
All right.
You're not driving.
You're driving me crazy.
Yeah, you're still not driving. We're driving. You crazy.
Yeah.
The way that you burped, leaned, and gently lifted leg, I thought there was going to be an encore.
The entire brass section just going out.
So I did a lot of wiring this weekend.
Yeah?
Oh.
And honestly, the past few days, I have done a lot of wiring.
Yeah.
So, okay. First thing.
Okay.
We have in our dining room, not our dining room, in our breakfast nook area of the kitchen.
Okay, sure.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
We had a light fixture with a ceiling fan.
Sure.
Which, if you think about it for a second, makes no sense. Who has a ceiling fan over their breakfast table? It's not really...
People want an easy egg distribution system?
No. I'm okay with the concept of a ceiling fan over a dining nook. Because it's still technically part of the kitchen.
Hmm.
And so that can help with kitchen stuff.
Yeah, but it's not a usual thing. Meanwhile, our bedroom, no ceiling fan.
Oh.
And so we said, hey.
I feel like I see where this is going.
We have an idea. Also, that.
Did the light bulb go on?
Also.
Or had you not gotten to that part of the
wiring? Fuck. Yeah, he forgot to switch off the breaker.
Well, the other part is the dome. The dome over the light was also too dark.
Okay,
for that kitchen.
Absolutely.
And so we had been we had taken the dome off shortly after we moved in, and this whole 6 months or whatever we've lived here, it's just been without a dome.
Sure.
Because it's the only way to make it bright enough.
Sun's
and it's dome. Also one of those weird light fixtures that instead of having a screw-in bulb, it's got one of those bulbs that has, like, the two pins on the back. You know? So it's like just harder to find a brighter bulb in general. And it's just, this is all annoying. Dumb. This is all dumb. Anyway, so we're like, or what we could do is get a chandelier, which makes so much more sense above a breakfast table.
Sure.
And then take the ceiling fan and put it in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, step one, take the ceiling fan out and install chandelier.
Right.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I've done these sort of things before. This is not too difficult.
Did the chandelier drop when somebody was singing?
Okay. No. What happened is, apparently...
or after a series of murders in a small...
apparently, they got creative... around the time that this house was built. And they did some creative wiring where the fan and the light were on different circuits.
Okay.
So not just wired to different switches, but different circuits entirely.
Different circuits entirely.
Oh, wow.
So the ceiling fan basically...
I see where this is going.
Yeah, the ceiling fan always has power, so you pull the chain and the fan can go off.
Yeah.
And the fan can turn on and off independently of if the light switch is on or off.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, you explained that way. Explained that way, it makes sense.
Sure. Right.
But at the time, this was not explained to me because I was just opening it up and seeing what was in there.
Right.
So we did the thing where we turned the light off, and then I went to the breakers and I switched stuff on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And light went off, and we're like, "Cool, we're good. Everything's good here." You know, took down the ceiling. You know. Undid the wires and everything is fine up there. And then I'm using my screwdriver to unscrew the mounting bracket.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And suddenly it arced the fuck at me and welded my screwdriver to the wire.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And so it was like, okay, I thought I had this circuit shut off. It's not shut off.
No.
I'm not happy about this. so fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to get somebody over here who knows what they're doing to make sure that things are correct.
Once you weld your screwdriver to your open wire, that's the time where you call somebody.
When the circuit should be turned off.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so the electrician came out here, and I explained what happened. He was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is what, during the time period that this house was built, this is the way they were doing things, and so this is on a separate circuit, and so you turn off this circuit, but this circuit was still alive. And I was like, makes perfect sense.
Right.
Not a problem. He was like, cool, so he got a, like, 5-minute explanation. He told me what was going on, and then he wired it up right, just because he was there, and why not?
Right.
And done. Everything's good.
Beautiful.
Fine. Not a problem. I learned something, you know? And then we had dimmer switches in our kitchen.
Mm.
Okay.
Hmm?
Dimmer switches only work with dimmable bulbs.
Yes.
And right. At some point in time, they had replaced the bulb in our kitchen with an LED.
Okay.
That is
non-dimmable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you had to have the circuits all the way down. Because if you had either one of them up just a little bit, it would overload the lights and they would start to flicker.
Sure.
Which has been an annoyance since we moved in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, finally, fuck it. I'm rewiring things. We're just going to make this.
Get new bulbs.
Fix on and off. So I got new switches and I rewired the kitchen. So now the kitchen has on fucking off switches instead of these goddamn dimmer sliders. So yeah, awesome. Kitchen's great. Then I wired a beautiful lamp that I made. It was really nice.
It's lovely. It's fucking lovely.
And then I wired up the ceiling fan in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wrist deep in electric wires for hours this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And it was fun.
You're okay. Fun is weird for you.
I enjoyed it.
Somebody was asking me about wiring up a ceiling fan recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. I understand each of the individual components of the thing that you're asking me to do, but in aggregate, this is too much.
Okay. Sure.
So, I don't know about anybody else, but when it comes to one of those circuits where you have a light that has two switches and both switches need to be able to turn the light on and off.
Yeah, it's a three-way switch.
I can figure that out. I can do the three-way switch thing.
Yeah, it's
top and bottom of the stairs.
It's two circuits in parallel, yeah.
But figuring out how to,
date
how
like
to
that once.
Wire all of it, I
who was the
believe
switch?
Believe that.
Me.
Okay.
Duh.
Oh, yeah. I have to draw it out. Just to reference it.
Okay, just right? To visualize it, yeah.
Yeah. Which is one of the rare times, I just haven't had to do it quite enough that it's second nature. But like, if you ask me to draw a bicycle, I can draw a completely functional bicycle.
You're doing better than me.
So the three-way switch situation plus, they wanted to be able to have you're gonna love this.
The three-way situation is like the three body problem, just
right,
like on
but
another
electricity
level.
Yeah. It's for electrical engineering instead of
nuclear physics. They oh, wanted shit, that was a nerdy fucking
you're gonna
joke.
Love this even more. They okay. wanted a three-way that went to a double gang on each side.
Oh yeah,
yeah, so that one switch yes. would work the fan and one switch would work the light.
Yeah, no.
And that both switches had the ability. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
And I can draw that out, but then also, and I was like, all right, I think I have this figured out.
You're going to draw it out like you drew out this story?
And then they were like,
I get this.
This
I think
fan
he's actually
has
doing pretty
no,
good.
He's surprisingly doing very yeah. good here, yeah.
The yeah. fan has six wires, and I was like,
yeah.
"Oh, like two grounding wires, a positive and a negative for each of the things." And they were like, "No."
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a red wire, a blue wire, a yellow wire, mm-hmm. a black wire, a white wire, and a green wire.
Yes.
Huh.
And I get
Is this like component versus composite?
I get.
What kind of video are you getting on that fan?
No, it's the order that you put them in to either have a standard Cat 6 cable or a crossover Cat 6 cable.
Oh, okay. Now I get this. All right.
So did you cut the red wire?
Yes, and the building blew up.
Oh no.
And we all died, and I'm a ghost now. So the... A very tangible ghost.
Salsa is reaching out to try to reach through James and failing.
I wouldn't say that he's failing.
I'm pretty sure you're just failing to be intangible is what's happening here.
This is like when Maxis wrote the manual for SimCopter, and they were like, yes, there are several buildings that you can walk into. And people were like, I can only walk into the hangar. And they were like, yeah, but like you could walk into a lot of buildings.
Oh, God.
God.
Oh, that's awful. Your story.
Yeah.
God
no,
damn
so
it.
So six fucking wires, which I get is probably the new standard for ceiling fans. I'm used to seeing two separate bundles of the standard black, white, and green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even just something much more comprehensible.
Right.
Yeah. No. Not that thing. That did not happen. And so. I was like, well, you know, I'll try looking some stuff up. By the time I came back with resources, they were like, yeah, we just hooked everything up.
Oh, God, no.
And when we turn on the switches, it turns on.
I was going to say the circuit breaks.
And we control it with the pull chains, and everybody's happy. It's a tiny room. Okay.
I do want to give an early shout out to my wife.
Oh, yeah?
Because she caught me. Because I, you know, we were discussing.
He fell off the ladder.
Well, no, because in this ceiling fan situation coming from the house, there was the white wire and the red wire and the green wire.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
You mean the orange wire? And I went, I thought it was red, but it looks orange. She's like, no, the green one. I was like, what? She was like, there is a white, a red, and an orange.
What?
And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I saw white, green, and orange, and what it really was white, red, or I saw white, green, and red, and what it really was red and orange. And so I saw red as live and green as ground.
Oh, oh
and shit. What that actually was orange
and red. Oh, fuck.
Well,
so she was like, no, that's, and I was pointing at the green wire and going, this is green. And she goes, no, that's red. And I'm like, there is no way in hell that this is like forest green. This is the, I'm positive that this is not red. And she's like, that is very red.
It was positive too.
So yeah, she saved my ass on that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I had actually made a post. I swear to God this ties into the electrical stuff.
You like a wooden post?
No, like on Facebook.
Oh.
Wherein I said I've lived like in my house for 2 months. I just now learned that if I twist the head of my kitchen faucet, I can adjust the spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Twist the head, people, adjust the spray. Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how it works.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Other people made different posts about weird things that took them forever to find in their houses. Yeah, yeah. And one of them was, we just passed a year, still don't know what one of the switches by the front door is supposed to do. And I'm like, fuck, I have two of those.
Yeah, I hate those.
And there was conversation that happened through that And one person was like, said that he had something like that until he actually found the original diagrams for the house.
Oh, interesting.
And discovered that that particular switch was labeled Christmas.
Oh.
And what it was...
External outlets?
External outlets.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I have external outlets on my porch. Oh, I bet this is a porch outlet. So I'm excited on two fronts now because... not only will I be able to make sure that my front porch outlet works, but I can also hang Christmas lights and then just turn them off.
Yeah. Beak with a switch. That's awesome.
I haven't actually tested to see that that's what it is in my house, or what the other switch, I don't know what
but
it that, does.
Do you have a, well, it could be but, two external circuits, but that would be
do
cool.
Do you have a cooler you can plug in to test it?
Like... Like my camping cooler?
No. What? Like the Goat Gate guy.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
The guy who scampered up the
don't explain it to me
because
I don't
the gate.
Yeah, it was an earlier podcast.
Yeah.
No, I do not. I have other things that I can plug in though. to test. I do want to go through and actually test all of my outlets just to find out what does or doesn't work for
there was
which,
a
whatever.
We actually had a list of questions that we sent through our realtor to the previous owners just to kind of go, what is this? Because out of the corner here in the basement was just a bundle of wires coming out of the wall.
Oh shit!
And we're like, where do those go? What are those? And they said, we don't remember which ones are which, but this is what they go to this.
Oh,
it was like,
gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I was able to trace back the wires based on, you know, things. But then there's like this light switch in our basement right there, high on the wall, near the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, what?
Oh.
What is that?
That is high on the wall.
Turns out that controls the lamp in our front yard.
Oh.
Oh.
So the lamp itself has a light sensor, and it'll turn itself on and off.
Okay.
But you can actually cut the circuit off.
Oh, here. Jesus Christ. Okay. That would be the worst thing to test during the day.
Yeah, you could just...
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, we can actually completely turn it off here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though.
And it was just like
that's a good safety feature.
That is good to know. But it was just like, otherwise we'd have just light switch in the basement near the ceiling going, what is...
Yes. There was a whole Married with Children episode, and this was, I think, one of the finest episodes in dumb sitcom television.
I mean, you gotta.
There was a switch.
Reach pretty far to get a good episode in that.
Where there was a, there are some.
There's really not
a switch under the bar, and they had no idea what it did, and they pretty literally tore the entire house apart.
Just following wires.
Just trying desperately to find. And they go, you know, at the end of the episode, they're like, yeah, we're never going to know. And then, you know, they flip the light up and down a couple of times, and it shows the doghouse with a light going on and off.
Aww.
Like 50 feet away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and trying to figure out the light switches. So, my house was built in 1918.
Oh, wow.
It's a solid South Minneapolis century old house.
That light switch could be hooked up to the Nickelodeon. You don't know.
Oh, God. What?
I understood this one.
I didn't get that one.
Hey!
Nickelodeon.
I'm just proud because I actually got one.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's only taken me 10 years.
But no, so it actually has been an adventure just figuring out what switches go to things. The way that they wired differently 100 years ago as opposed to 50 years ago as opposed to 20 years ago, it's fascinating how people are like, well, that's stupid. We're going to do it this way. And I'm like, No, I love the idea of like a light switch for an outdoor electrical outlet. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Our old house had those lights, had the outlets where half of the outlet was always on and the other half of the outlet was controlled by the light switch.
Yep.
Like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you've got some things that you want to be able to turn on and off, mm-hmm. and some things you want always to be on, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that makes fucking good sense, and it must be a nightmare to wire, but it makes
right.
sense.
Right.
That, but also,
that was another thing somebody brought up on that thread too. They're yeah. like, oh, it could be just a half and half kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but now I have a Google Home with magic outlet thingies where I can just talk into the air and have yeah. the same functionality. So that's kind of neat.
The fucking nightmare that is discussing with my father how the like smart switches work, because mm-hmm. their house is now fully wired with one of the smart assistants, mm-hmm. and they have a bunch of smart bulbs and smart outlets and stuff, and I have programmed in 5 different versions of absolutely every device so that whether they're like turn on the main room, turn on the living room, turn on the sitting room, turn on the office, the study, the library,
Davenport.
The just a fucking
whatever.
Absolutely
yeah.
every room and every device has to have 5 fucking names.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It can all be set up as different rooms, which is helpful. And they overlap, which is nice. But the arguing with my dad about the smart switches, because he just gets so upset when someone just walks into a room and like flips the switch off and then back on. He said, you're messing it all up. So you have to say this, and then he'll choose one of the 5. My favorite was, before I had those 5 things programmed, he would use the 4 wrong names before eventually landing on the 5th correct one. So it's easy. All you have, Mary, he would say to me, Mary, you just say sitting room on. And then the assistant would be like,
nothing. Yeah.
What? Okay. Qua? Yeah. Sto? So the
Davenport on.
Right. Yeah. Go through the
main room
5.
On.
Right.
Parlor on.
Right. Yeah.
And then eventually he would land on the correct one and she would be like, yes, John, it's so simple. Thank you. Thank you for showing
me. I've been having a problem. I don't know if any of our listeners, so like,
yeah,
kind of veered into smart home stuff.
Sure, sure.
But so I have the Google Minis,
yeah,
that I've had for forever,
mm-hmm.
and I have some Google Nests,
which are just like Google Minis are just like Google Nests, except they show a little more lag.
I'm having problems where
Google Maxi.
I have I have they're essentially the same thing. The Nest is just like Mini 2.0, but Google started making the Minis before they marketed the Nest concept.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's basically the same thing, and it should all work together. Except I'm having problems with
reverse cabin.
getting. So I've set up groups so I can say yeah. Play latest episode of Apropos of Nothing podcast on downstairs speakers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Only the Minis will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Nest is part of the group.
Buggers.
Only the Minis do it. I'm having the same problems with the Nest and the Minis upstairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I say all speakers, it's still only the Minis that are doing it. And I'm like, huh. Did I fuck up the Nests? Or is there an incompatibility
just a reverse
issue?
Reverse compatibility issue
it's
thing
supposed
going on.
To work.
Yeah, supposed
like,
to
it
be,
is
though.
Straight up. Like, that is one of the things that Google's been like, no, this all works together. Scouts honor, swear to God. And I'm like, the. But I haven't seen a lot of other complaining about it. And I really feel like I would see more complaining about it.
Sure.
So I'm like, I don't know if I have to, like, just redo these things, like, reconnect them, take them off, put them back on. My minis were a part of my previous household, and so I moved everything to the new one. And, like, I don't know. And I feel like both of you are looking this up so that you can tell me how
no,
to
make sense. No, no, no.
Oh, I'm looking up something completely different related to this thing that
but
we are discussing.
I talked about a problem, and the two of you instantly went to your devices to look things up.
Actually,
and I was like,
I've been trained to ask you if you want assistance with something or if you just want to vent about
it. And I really appreciate that.
I try to do that. I forget often, but I try to remember to do that.
Yeah. But like the both of you instantaneously went to your devices.
I,
like,
I was for the name of somebody.
I was legitimately working on something else over here.
Hilarious.
That is pretty funny. No,
so yeah, like
that
that's,
fucking sucks. That's
real
wild.
Annoying. It's real annoying.
One of the other baked-in things is that they have somehow, during an update, they broke the speaker's ability to determine properly which speaker you're talking to based on local movement and other factors. Because they're supposed to have a hypersonic ping. That
I mean, mine have been doing fine.
Yeah. But we
like
had
directional microphones.
The
and
Nest
like
screen.
That, yeah.
We had the Google Home that's in my room. The Nest screen that's in the kitchen, and then we had one of the minis, right?
Right.
Little pod, little speaker that was in the living room, and motherfucker, that fucking thing picked up absolutely everything in every room to the point where we started saying, not you, Dolores, because of Encanto. That was what I had to look up. Because it's now... fucking Dolores has been unplugged for 3 months and I just fucking forgot. Because the other two will pick it up wherever you are in the apartment. It's a small place.
Right.
We don't necessarily need the third one. Yeah.
They're listening.
They definitely are. That's actually the benefit of it. But
right.
Like that's the whole point.
Yeah. That's their job. Yeah.
That is the thing that they are designed to do. So, yeah. But I just, at some point, especially because when you're trying to set a fucking timer.
Yep.
And you're like, please set a timer on this device to play in this device.
Right.
For 15 minutes, and it's, you get the response from the next fucking room, and you're like, "That I'm going to unplug that fucking thing." Yeah.
Can you name individual devices?
You can.
And you do, but he just said, like, even stating the name of the device, it's still another device that's...
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, is even saying, like, Tom set this, and then Jerry will answer.
Yep.
Well, and...
That's what I'm hearing.
Amazon's thing has the ability to set within the ecosystem a different command word for things, and that has its own limitations.
If you're specifying a name, and the other one is answering,
you're still having the problem.
And there's some,
they're
still processing the
weird
shit, but still ignoring.
I'll be listening to a podcast in my room, and Jax will be watching something on their Google Chromecast.
Can I pause for just a second? I'm really looking for verification on this.
Sure.
If you say the name of this device,
yes,
the other device is still answering.
It will still answer.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I felt like Salsa was asking that. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is what James means, but I'm not getting
verification. That just seems odd that they're hearing all of it except the name.
The name part.
Right.
Yeah.
But then they'll go off of their best guess for what it is that you've said. And so we would hear Dolores.
Sure. That's how you hired that Nigerian hooker. Sure, James.
No, that was on purpose.
Oh, okay.
What? Anyway,
that's not something he's going to be ashamed about.
So, the look, sometimes you need to round out the D&D party.
He was trying to get a Liberian one, and he got a Nigerian one, and it was just embarrassing.
Okay, that part is true. But the...
dated a Liberian once.
Huh.
Not Did Liberian. They...
Wow, you shut that shit down right away.
I knew where you were going. I was like, nobody. No.
As long as it wasn't a libertarian, we're all good.
That's true. Yeah.
Librarians are sexy.
Yeah.
I think I did. There's some guys I dated that I just didn't question anything. I was just like, the worst part is
trying to set a timer on them, and you're just like, you just put the laundry in, and you're like, set a 45-minute timer, and then you'll get an answer from both rooms, and then the timer will go off in both rooms.
Yep.
And they are separate timers.
But one at 45 and one at 25?
The Google household stuff actually has a specific command where you can just be like, stop. Mm-hmm. And it will stop all timers and alarms on any device that exists.
Yeah.
Which is real handy when you're downstairs and you forgot to turn off your second bedroom that alarm.
Would be...
Are they all connected?
Over the Wi-Fi, yeah.
Right, but I mean, what I'm wondering is, do they share like a central brain?
Yeah, Google.
Okay. I'm not as familiar with the units. So I'm wondering if one of them is processing the request,
that
but because they're all unified. One is answering for the group.
No, that would make sense. And if you could set which one was answering, that would be great. No.
Okay.
Each one just relays directly to an internet service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And when I did a ton of research, someone was like, yeah, after this particular update, the ability of the speakers to recognize which room you're in when you make the request is low.
See, because I haven't had problems with my 7, 8, 9 speakers. Yeah. I've just had problems with the grouping them.
Gotcha.
As opposed to any kind of, like, they all know what room I'm in. They just don't know which group they're supposed to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't hold hands with their partner, and now that one kid's just wandering around, like,
sure, Everybody holds on to the rope.
I should have gotten a rope.
It was looking at the stars and got mixed in with a different tour group.
Yeah.
And
Now it's going to the rival school. God damn it.
The one across the lake with the rich kids?
Yeah.
Oh, those fuckers.
Lucky kid. Those rich kids get the best snacks.
They do.
But not anymore, because now Jenna's in charge of the snacks.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Now they're getting dry oats.
No, now they're not getting the best snacks. Now Jenna's group is getting the best snacks.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you going, James? What the hell kind of snack do you think I do?
He was making a nuts joke. That's
Quaker
James.
Oats.
I don't...
Just a barrel of dry oats.
Why would I recommend that as a snack?
No, I'm saying that's what they're left with.
Oh,
no,
but
they still have good snacks. It's just Jenna's are better. Keep up with the metaphor, man. I thought you were woke.
What's a metaphor?
For pooping, silly.
Okay.
Meta, isn't that Facebook's parent company?
Oh, God. Don't get me started on
Dear
that.
Dear listener, if you would like to weigh in on any of this bullshit.
Yes, please.
Question the first, why are you still listening? Because I would have tuned out a lot.
Right. I'm confused.
Salsa, who never listened to this podcast to begin with, does not know why people listen to this podcast, and I, for one, am shocked.
It's not that I don't want people to listen, it's just I don't get it.
Yeah, I've had people explain it to me, and I'm like, I think that makes sense.
I think there's a Schadenfreude level.
Oh, well, that
I mean, there's some
sense.
Of that. No, for some people, it's nice to have, like, the sounds of conversation while you're doing things.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like,
people they consider to be friends.
I don't want to listen to me talk while I'm doing things, which is probably why I'm having a harder time.
My voice is shrill and grating.
I know.
But
I am well fucking aware.
But I can see for others, you know, hearing us talk about our lives would make you feel better about yours. So I guess that makes sense.
Probably true.
We should take a break.
I need a drink on that.
ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Uh-huh. And other...
It's pronounced Persephone.
You're a Persephone. It's actually Persephone because of the E's, the way the Greeks would...
And it's pronounced Hades.
Okay.
I think it's...
Diogenes.
Hades.
Hades and Persephone.
That is.
Aristotle.
Socrates!
Yep.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Okay.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Socrates.
No, you're not.
And I have a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
I told you I'm really tired. It got super... Don't you fucking dare. Don't you take this from me, asshole.
I left my earphones off.
Tired.
Guess what? It's Stefan.
Yay, Stefan!
What I'm seeing here is Stefan has been pulling up the weight for a lot of listeners who aren't submitting Fast Fives.
Fast Five.
Ooh, I mean Fast Five. Ding.
This is why we gotta go faster. It's too late. I'm too tired. James,
hold on.
Funny to me.
Are we gonna do? Are we actually going to do a fast five?
We gotta try.
This
we'll
okay.
Do our best.
It depends on the kind. Depends on what we're
here
given.
Here we go. Opening thoughts. When you were in school, were you allowed to play educational video games?
Not only allowed, but encouraged.
Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, it is good. Okay. Question number one. Number Munchers.
Oh, okay. My God, yes.
Or Math Blaster.
Math Blaster.
Number Munchers. Number Munchers.
Oh.
Munchers.
I'm a Number Munchers person as well.
I had a video game at home that was much closer to Math Blasters, so I played more of that.
I played the actual Number Munchers.
Yeah.
So we had, in the back of the classroom in second grade, we had an Apple IIe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was glorious. And if you finished all of your stuff early, like the work that was assigned to you, you could go in the back and play on the computer. Mm-hmm. I was the only one for whom this was an incentive. I got my stuff done real quick, though.
We had the Computer Lab, which was a series of Apple IIe's.
Yep.
Oh, you wee
Apple
babe.
Apple IIc's?
No, we had a room off of the library that was the Computer Lab. And that's where we went our talented and gifted program.
Yep.
We would go and play Number Munchers and Organ Trail. And Typing Tutor.
A computer.
Mavis Beacon's Typing Tutor.
There was one where you would direct a turtle to draw shapes.
Yeah, the CAD, like,
yeah.
You were like, turtle, move forward X
was,
number of pixels, turn 90 degrees right.
Logo Writer.
Yes,
Writer, you're correct.
Yep, played that
no,
one.
No, we literally only had, like, back in my day, we only had, like, maybe three computers in the entire school.
The school that I went to ended up being, just by complete fucking fluke of fortune, built almost right on top of the house that my mom had inherited from my great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Not on top of, but like...
I don't get it. Where are you going with this?
And since it was brand new, it had all kinds of new shit in it, including a full computer lab.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
See,
also, you're a little bit younger than me. Like, and this is one of those weird instances where age actually does matter.
Sure. Even just the 2 years.
Yeah.
We had one of the first computers. 3 years,
isn't it?
Maybe.
I'm 42. I'll be 43 in a couple months.
Okay. I'll be 40 in a couple months. So,
Yeah.
We had one of the first computers in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before the school, before a lot of people. But my parents got it for, like, farming records and things like that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You know, back when you had to insert the disk before you turned on the computer, because it booted up off the program. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, we had a computer before other people had computers.
Yeah.
And so the first game I played when I was a wee lad was this Sesame Street Ernie in the bathtub matching game.
Huh.
Was it in color?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was green. Everything was green.
Yeah. Green, just green with
green,
black.
Very pixely.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I feel like I remember a later version of that, but I don't remember. Like, I remember playing, because we also had an early computer, Apple IIe. And we had, oh my God, we had so many games. Where in the World Was Carmen Sandiego was the big one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one. With the little MIDI. Me-er.
Yes. I have a bookmark. No, I have a bookmark right here.
Do you?
Yep, right here. James.
Is the book marked? Virtual Apple II.
Yep.
Online Disk Archives.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where in the world is...
Yep. I have a bookmark Ellipsis. To a emulator to the original Where in the World.
Yeah, the virtual Apple II is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like we had that... My big thing with the Apple IIe is that we also had a 300 baud modem.
Oh, shit.
See, that came later.
Yeah.
That came later, but
that was not... That,
I'm saying for us.
Oh,
for
us.
That was a few years down the road. We weren't online
first
for
they had to get telephone service, and that would be another 5 years.
That's fair. Yeah, no, like in 86, 87, like as soon as that thing dropped, my dad was like, yeah, we're doing this.
Sure, yeah.
And then, so we, and 300 baud was even shitty by those day standards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's be clear. It was not, none of this was, you know, top of the line stuff.
You weren't dropping the big bucks on this.
No. Well, I'm sure actually
it was a,
back then
I'm
it probably
sure, I'm
was
sure
a substantial
it was,
amount of money.
But not like top of the line.
But yeah, that was our thing. And we had two disk drives. So we could copy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we had two, but it was the 5.5 and the 3.25 like drives later.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, early on, yeah.
We had a printer.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yep.
With the little
dot matrix printer, yeah.
With the little holes on the side.
Oh, God, I loved tearing those off.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let me tell you, I had a teacher that told me that she would accept my report on scorpions this time, but that in college they would not take a computer printed report.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, tearing
That's
off
adorable.
The sides
yes.
and playing with those paper.
So
oh, that was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember our first computer, like, my parents would do their farm reporting and spreadsheeting and stuff like that. And then they'd be like, yes, you can play your Sesame Street Ernie game. And they had to turn the computer off, change disks, and turn it back on.
Oh, yeah.
It was the only way. It was just,
we had so many. We had Wishbringer, which I never figured out.
Huh.
We had an early version of Mule.
Okay.
Yeah. We had some weird Amazon thing.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else was in black and white. We had a lot of games, actually.
Wow.
See, getting into the early 90s, we had a lot of educational games.
Oh, early 90s. Yeah. That's when we had the Commodore 64.
Yeah.
And that's when we had like Karateka.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, which we had already all the time.
We had moved on to we had moved away from Apple at that point. We were on the Gateway. We had done we were Gateway people.
Huh. I feel like we had Gateway. That was
the one with the cow print.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was Gateway.
I feel like we had that after later. The Commodore 64 got stolen.
Oh,
because my dad left his window open for the cat.
Oh no!
I mean, yeah, you're never asking for it, but
yeah.
Anyway, okay. What number munchers?
Yeah, is definitely for me. Oh, what's the name?
Math Blasters.
All right.
I vaguely remember Math Blasters being a thing. I think it may have been more popular after Number Munchers, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number two. Apple IIe.
Yep.
Or Macintosh.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
I spent way more time on an Apple IIe than I did a Mac.
In junior high, so early 90s, I went to Washington Technology Magnet.
Ooh.
And we had, it was there that we had a graphic design lab.
Oh, fuck.
With Macs. And it was Mr. Nagahashi was in charge of the lab.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually later, Mr. Nagahashi ended up my senior year, ended up becoming the art teacher at my school. Cool. And my brother got to do art with him, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But we, I became his TA pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would just hand me all of the new programs to play with.
Nice.
To figure out what kind of neat art shit we could do with them. And there was one, I think it was called Van Gogh, but it may have been something else. I'm pretty sure it was the name of an artist, and I think it was Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this was before paintbrushes were a thing, right? It's one of the earliest iterations of paintbrushes that did different strokes, as opposed to doing a filtering thing.
Gotcha.
So you would have a Van Gogh-based brush stroke. You would have a Monet-based brush stroke.
Hmm.
And it just kind of plurpiterped. As you're dragging the thing across in a style that was supposed to be reminiscent of these different artists.
Wow, so that's cool. Fucking wild.
So cool. Huh. But the Apple IIe has my heart.
Yeah.
You always remember your first love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was the TI-99-4A, which is very similar to the Commodore.
Mm.
Or, yeah, kind of halfway between a Commodore and a...
I was about to say, not quite as...
Spectrum.
Not quite as classy as the Commodore.
I forgot about
but
the Commodore.
Close.
I think...
It took cartridges.
Just talking about it.
I think...
No, I know.
No, I was just saying, I had forgotten about the Commodore. And I'm trying to remember. I think we had a Macintosh first.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think the Apple IIe, we got way more mileage out of.
So well, I would assume the Apple IIe would have come first, because that's the oldest
No,
one.
I know, but I think... Boy, I don't remember it.
I'm trying to remember.
I was really young
My
at
first,
this point.
Like, x86 machine was a 286.
Okay.
I'm going to go Apple IIe, just because I think we got more use out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
I only got rid of my Apple IIe maybe about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Six years ago.
So much time on an Apple IIe.
Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Question number three. Prince of Persia or Lode Runner?
Prince of Persia.
L-O-D-E.
Yeah.
Lode Runner.
I don't remember either of those, but I'm pretty sure I did play them both.
Lode Runner, if I remember correctly, is an online MUD that is a top-down view where you're like a smiley face, a roughly drawn smiley face, and you're navigating a map.
Lode Runner is an 83 2D platformer game.
What am I thinking of?
NetHack.
Yeah. I'm thinking Ned Hack. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. 2D puzzle platformer game, 1983.
That sounds right.
Similar to Space Panic from 80. Player controls a character who must collect all the gold pieces in a level and get to the end while being chased by a number of enemies.
Yeah, I've always hated platformers.
I love platformers. I just haven't played this. The only thing is I didn't play... I didn't even know Prince of Persia existed until I played...
Sands of Time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that was my first... Right.
Honestly, it's...
That sounds right for me,
they're
too,
They're incredibly
actually.
Different games. Mm-hmm. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, and
my brother
and
right now,
Prince
I'm like,
Persia.
I don't remember playing that. And my brother is probably screaming somewhere, being like, what the fuck do you mean you don't remember playing that? Played it all the time.
I know Prince of Persia had been around for a long time in different
Jordan
platforms.
Mechner's.
But I didn't, it was not a game that came across.
Well, I played a shitload of that.
We played a lot of King's Quest and Space Quest growing up, so.
I played the original Prince of Persia on Sega CD, where it had anime cutscenes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, then. I don't like platformers, and just based on that, I'm going Prince of Persia. That's
a platformer.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Shit. Yeah.
In fact, that one's an incredibly exacting platform.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm going with Lode. Okay. Lode Runner.
Question number 4. Odell Lake?
Oh, shit.
Or Odell Down Under?
So...
I don't know any of this.
I legitimately have no idea on this one.
Was my gifted and talented program teacher.
Of course he was.
So... I don't know.
What's the difference between Lake and Down Under, though? I don't understand these things.
I'm not sure about Odell Down Under, but I played a shitload of Odell Lake.
Was that like a fishing thing?
And did your talented and gifted teacher program these? Or
I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like we actually in Minnesota had the
Mech was huge.
Yep, the premier
produced by programming. Mech. Yeah, Odell Lake is a mech game.
I feel like I vaguely remember this. Was it fishing?
It's fish on fish. You are a fish. You are trying to eat the larger
life
fish.
Simulation game.
Yeah.
All right.
And they had a bunch of weird fish names, like the Dolly Parton. And you would try to eat the larger fish and grow in size.
Yeah,
without getting caught or picked up by an angler.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I do remember this a bit. I'm going to go Lake.
Yeah.
Because I remember that one kind of.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with either of these at all, unfortunately, so I can't really say anything
about it.
Well,
do you like lakes or do you like Australia?
Oh, Australia. Way better.
Okay, well, there you go.
Australia is fucking awesome.
Yeah, they can't have lakes because they would just fall off.
Mm-hmm. I don't... I'm too tired for your bullshit. I just...
Question number 5. Where in the world? Or where in time?
Oh, world. Absolutely
Carmen
world.
Sandiego.
Okay.
I'm surprised none of this was Oregon Trail.
Because
that was... That
probably
was, that
intentionally.
Was that might
fucking,
be intentional.
The love of
that
my
was probably
life.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring it up earlier because I'm like, come on,
but
there's
where in the world?
A question about it.
Where in the world?
Yeah. Where in Time was okay, but it was not Where in the World.
Where in Time was really good, but if I compare the two TV shows, Where in the World was far better than Where in Time.
Yeah, no, Where in the World, the game was better,
yeah.
The TV show was better.
Yeah.
Like... No shade on Where in Time, but Where in the World was the gold standard.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Every time we talk about video game, like old video games on this podcast, and we've done it a few times, there is a video game
twice.
that flits across my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go, what was that? And then I try to go, I don't even know how to describe it because I have vague memories of a poorly, terrible pixel art puzzle game across multiple screens where you had to like navigate this maze of screens.
Uh-huh.
And then you would like hit switches.
Chips Challenge?
No.
Okay.
But it would be like a switch. Like you'd walk down a corridor and then you'd like step on a circle and that would run a gate that would slide. But that gate would slide, would open one corridor but close off another corridor.
Huh.
And it's this top down, and every screen was a different color.
Huh.
And, but all of the screens stitched were together.
Were part of the same maze.
Hmm.
And it had an editor, which was really wild. Like, you could create your own levels. And I have no idea how to describe. I don't remember what the storyline was. If it had a storyline, I just remember.
I don't remember if there was enemies that you would hit.
I don't remember. There's so much of it I don't remember. I just remember having the shitty, like, pixel graphics.
Yeah.
Where it would either be a solid color or a checked color. Mm-hmm. And every screen was a different color scheme, but they all stitched together, and then you had to navigate mazes that went across multiple screens was and it hit buttons.
Top down?
Yes, it was definitely top down.
Okay.
That is the best description I have for it.
Okay. That's fine.
And that's nothing to go by.
Right.
Do you remember at all what the character looked like?
No. Okay. I really, really don't. I just remember it had...
It may have just been a little circle for
it
all.
It was
needed to be back then.
35 years ago. Sure. So, right. I mean...
Yeah, I don't... I feel like
it's a real stretch, but I'm putting this out there in the world.
Yeah, it would be cool to know, because I feel like I have a vague thought of what you're talking about, but I don't think it's something I played a lot of, if I ever did.
I just remember, like, you could create your own levels, and that was so wild.
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty fucking cool.
It was like a 2D Minecraft in that respect.
Hmm.
But like 30 years ago.
Well, listeners...
So if anybody knows... Anyway, sorry for derailing that. Second email.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Woo.
Number Munchers or Math Blaster, which was your first math game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Number Munchers.
Number Munchers was definitely my first.
I think Math Blasters was mine.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Number Munchers came first, but that doesn't mean that Math Blasters... wasn't the one that you were exposed to first.
Right.
A witch came first, Number Munchers or Math Blaster? Witch came first.
What?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
It was...
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? No, okay.
It was Math Blasters. Number Munchers just turned over and looked disappointed.
I made a reference that nobody else got. That's my turn.
Okay. Are you inordinately proud of yourself?
No, I'm really disappointed in myself, actually. Question number two. Apple IIe or Macintosh, which computer was most often in your school's computer lab?
2E.
That was the 2E. Yeah.
Mac, because we didn't have a computer lab until I got to junior high. Fair enough. So, we had a computer in the library. And then, like, one of my teachers actually had their own, and another teacher had their own that they brought in. That was it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I just remembered Microzine.
Microzine?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Microzine was, like, it was a computer magazine.
Oh, sure.
And so it was like a subscription, so every month you would get a computer disc in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called Microzine, and it had a lot of regular, boring adult programs, but then it always had a game on it.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember having that. See, this really is where the years do show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, because I think by the time you guys had that stuff, I was probably playing, like, or doing BBS stuff. Yeah, I started doing BBS in, like, 88,
89. Yeah, like, that was about the time that I was connecting and playing, like, Seth Abel's Legend of the Red Dragon and Hunt the Wocket and
stuff. And those are games that I, like, I was in that part of my development where I was shifted over to, I can have conversations with people online.
Sure, sure, sure.
Kind of a thing.
Whereas in the middle of South Dakota, we were behind a lot of stuff like that.
That was me going over to my friend Mike's house to download porn slowly over 14.4.
Combination age and location thing, are we thinking? Because, yeah, there's definitely...
I mean, our age...
There's definitely a difference in here.
We have a three-year difference in all of our ages.
Yeah.
So ages, I don't think, is really a factor. Mm, but
at that point in time...
The way technology was developing, that was definitely a thing. Steve and I have 3 years, and he and I remember things differently.
No, that's
and
fair.
And we had access to the same things.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
That's where, like, my Gen X actually does show up.
Sure.
That's very different.
I can see that
experience within those few years.
Question number... Where were we? Three. Prince of Persia or Lode Runner. Did you get to play either of these during your computer class?
No.
I did. That's really not an either or question, Stefan. However, no.
If I did play them, I think they would have been at my dad's house and not
We had Oregon Trail and we had Mavis Beacon's Typing Tutor.
Prince of Persia was super gory.
Yeah.
I think I might actually remember it now. So at school, what I remember is Number Munchers, Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? But we also had, like, two of those at my dad's house, too. So it was just like, oh, yay.
Mm-hmm.
I get to play all of these things. Logo Writer, I definitely remember, was a school thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first taste of programming in second grade.
Question number four, Odell Lake or Odell Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
Which version did you play more? The original with CGA graphics set in an Oregon lake, the Pike was the best, or the sequel with full color VGA graphics set in the Great Barrier Reef? I played neither of these at all, so zero is greater than zero.
I think Lake is the one that I vaguely remember.
No. I played a shitload of Odell Lake.
I have never heard of these at all, like even heard of them. So, question number five, where in the world or where in time is Carmen Sandiego? Which version of the Carmen Sandiego games do you think you could beat without using external reference material?
Shit.
Oh, that's easy. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
I still play that game and just fly through it.
Fair enough. I'm pretty sure I still have all of that. How many things have changed since that game was made?
Things have changed, but I still fucking remember. Yeah. Like, the dude would be like, you know, they got into a car with a red and white flag. He asked for rubles. And it was like, I know. They had a scar on their cheek. And I'm like, oh, fucking scar. Write that shit down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
I played so much of that. I could probably just do it from what I remember playing.
I have, again, I have the emulator on my computer, and I went back and I played a few games, and I fucking flew through that.
I used the emulator for Oregon Trail.
I also have the other game. I have two emulator games on my computer, and it is Where in the World and Oregon Trail.
Which was the one where you were on a planet and you had to do mining?
Oh, that one I don't know.
Dig Dug?
No. No.
No,
it was... I'm pretty sure it was an Apple IIe. Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I don't remember. I'm afraid I don't know. One of our listeners might.
Yeah. Steve might remember. We had access to the same games.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking it up, Salsa?
Trying to see what I can find, but
We'll Discord this conversation if somebody remembers. Discord it.
Fine. That was weird. Okay. So, closing thoughts. With the M in mech being Minnesota, I feel like we used a lot of their software in schools.
Oh shit!
As we did in South Dakota as well. Looking them up on Wikipedia, MEC was actually founded in part by the state legislature to study and coordinate computer use in Minnesota schools.
Yep.
Did you know that a lot of these games are on the Internet Archive and can be played via DOSBox emulator right in your browser window?
What? Salsa, did you know that? Did you know that, Salsa?
I think James told me at some point.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Please don't get us both killed.
Say
you
goodbye.
You are lucky I am as tired as I am right now.
Say goodbye to your productivity.
Yeah. No, I think I did actually tell you about that several years back because I've used that many. I got Bill hooked on it.
Nice.
On the virtual emulator.
Nice. Fucking awesome.
So, yeah.
So,
yeah. I think. Yeah, I'm tired, man.
So, yes. I'm tired. Yes, you can find emulators for all of these fucking old games, and they're really fun.
As a side note, our friend Mike D, who was on the podcast a little while back,
mm-hmm.
But he does retro gaming, and he started doing Oregon Trail, but he'll ask the chat.
Oh,
what you should do?
Oh no!
Oh God, it's glorious!
Oh, honey, no!
We have sent him hunting, and he's like, "I've already shot like 1,000 pounds of meat, and I can only carry 100 back." Yeah. Why are you doing this?
Fuck.
Just we don't fuck bullets. With him too much, yeah. But
yeah,
it's a good time. I'm just saying. little plug, just kind of poke on over to Mike D's mm-hmm. stream. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Anyway, if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send, no, we don't do that anymore. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to the website.
I'm not the only one that's tired.
Look, I have been saying it the other way for years. Mm. Cut me some slack. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the website, a1podcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five button, and fill out the form.
And we're out, right?
Yes, we are. That was the last one that we currently have.
Dun, dun.
And I feel like Stefan has done his part.
He's done his work.
Like, if he wants to send more, I'm not going to fight him on that.
By all means, if you've got the bug,
yeah,
send him in.
Please do. You write some delightful ones, but yeah.
But all the rest of y'all, you know you've got something to say.
Other people could, too.
You know you've got something to say.
Or not. Just give us random choices and figure out context afterwards.
Yeah, I'd love to see some weird ones. Yeah.
Just some that make fucking no sense. Put the words like balloon and carpet, and the question is, which is the better name for a porn star? Like, just carpet. Make shit up.
I thought you were going with static electricity
That's exactly what they want you to think.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Make shit up. It doesn't have to be good.
That's the essence of the game.
All right.
Sorry, I got a little excited there. Bring it back down. Does anybody have a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to Boothies because Boothies are awesome.
Yeah.
I got to hang out with especially the owners of the booth over the weekend, and they're delightful people, and I adore them. And the rest of y'all are okay too. Cool.
Shout out to my landlordess for being super cool. We discovered some problems with the tile in the mm-hmm. shower, and they're fixing it with all due haste.
Nice.
So, we appreciate you.
Yay. Salsa?
I'm giving my shout out to electricity.
Yay! Electricity is pretty fucking cool.
No, you're fucking awesome. You terrify me sometimes when you try to kill me. But you make things happen, like air conditioning, and I appreciate Ooh. That. Especially on a day like today. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Do it.
This Friday at 10 p.m. Vilification Tennis. At the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Lake.
You'll get a ticket for the whole seat, but you'll only need, you'll probably need the entire seat. Go ahead, relax.
Take it.
Edge.
With Bigfoot, and Monster Patrol.
Okay.
Grave Digger.
I'm still streaming with my family, and I'm doing things at Convergence, but I'm not going to look any of that shit up, so that.
Oh, all right.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this nonsense. Thank you to Stefan for sending in the there Fast Five. Go. Yep. And I'm going to go to bed after this. on behalf of myself and James and Jenna and my bed,
eat the
fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.